What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Raise Deep Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show. So today, guys, I want to speak to you about the fight between Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua. Before I tell you the result, well, you probably already know the result, but I'm just going to speak to you about what I was thinking before this fight actually took place. I really thought that Francis was actually going to beat Anthony Joshua because, like, ever since Anthony Joshua has had his losses against Alexander Usyk, I really thought that he wasn't the same guy anymore. I started watching boxing back then in 2021. That's when I started watching boxing again. So I didn't really know about, like, the fight between him and Andy Ruiz. But, like, those fights between Usyk and him, Usyk won both, and Anthony Joshua did lose against him twice. And so the thing is, once he fought, like, the other fighters before Francis, like Otto Wallen and, what's the other guy's name? Hellenius, there you go. Yeah, that's his name, Hellenius. These guys, they don't seem like they were at the top level. Like Hellenius, he freaking KO'd him, I think, in the fourth round or fifth round. He KO'd him very early, and, like, it seemed like very easy for Anthony Joshua. Even Deontay Wilder KO'd him in the very first round. And still, like, around that time when Hellenius fought Anthony Joshua, people were thinking that Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua was always going to be a great fight. But since Deontay Wilder actually did lose against Joseph Parker, this fight won't probably ever happen because he did lose against Joseph Parker. And so now that Joseph Parker won against Deontay Wilder, now he had the chance to go up against Zhang, and he beat Zhang. And Anthony Joshua, he went the other way, and he fought Francis Ngannou. He thought that he actually did beat Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury, as of right now, he is the champion. He's the other champion in the heavyweight division other than Alexander Usyk. And so, yeah, like I said before, I did thought that Tyson Fury did lost against Francis Ngannou on that fight. And the crazy part is, man, on this fight, Anthony Joshua, he made it look so easy against Francis Ngannou. And Francis, he got KO'd in the second round by Anthony Joshua. Oh, man. I bet it. The MMA people, the MMA community, I bet they were very sad to see that happen. I was sad, man, because I really was going for Francis to win this fight. Because I have heard about his story. Like, it's, like, very inspiring, like, where he came from and how he came to be a UFC fighter, man. It's just an incredible story. It seems like this is a story they can actually make as a movie, you know? But yeah, this is so insane. He did lose against Anthony Joshua because he was a better boxer. He freaking outboxed him the whole time. And, like, this was a way better version of Francis when he fought Tyson Fury. That was the very first match, man. It's just so incredible, just him fighting these top guys in his very first fights in boxing. It's insane. And he was already a champion already in the UFC, which is insane. It doesn't really happen ever. Like, do you see a UFC fighter, like a former UFC champion, retiring from MMA and actually just moving to boxing and having a very close fight against the champion of the world for the heavyweight division in boxing? you don't really hear about that at all. This was definitely like a rocky story for Francis. And it just sucks that it didn't turn out the way that he wanted to. Lots of people were going for Francis to win, man. Because, like I said before, Anthony Joshua, people thought that he wasn't the same guy anymore. And that he was just going downhill. But no, man. Anthony Joshua actually did defeat him on the second round by KO. And I was thinking that Francis was going to KO Anthony Joshua. But it didn't happen, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, hey, man. At least he got paid. Do you guys know how much both fighters got paid? Well, AJ, Anthony Joshua, he got paid $50 million for this fight. $50 million. In this world, you probably need like at least $2 million to survive. $50 million. And Francis Ngannou, he won $20 million. In his very first fight against Tyson Fury, he got $10 million. But now he doubled his purse against Anthony Joshua. And that's incredible, man. Can you believe that, man? That's a lot of money. Saudi Arabia has a lot of money to give out. Saudi Arabia might probably be the main place for these big matches from now on, man. Because that's a lot of money they are giving out to these fighters. A lot of money, man. Even Cristiano Ronaldo, he's living over there and he has a great contract in football. In football. Well, here in America, we call it soccer. But I'm just saying football because... But that's how the whole world calls it. Other than America, you know? But yeah, man. That's insane. And now, what is going to happen next with Anthony Joshua? Well, for Anthony Joshua, I do want him to actually fight Andy Ruiz. As of right now, he said he's going to talk to his team and he's just going to chill for some time. He's got to go enjoy those $50 million, man. Got to go spend it on a car or a new house or something, man. That's insane amount of money. $50 million. But yeah. I would do want him to fight Andy Ruiz for the third time. The first one, as you guys know, Andy Ruiz won the first one. The second one, Anthony Joshua. I think that could be a great fight for him. Or maybe he can go for the winner between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk. That fight is happening very soon. I believe they said that it's going to take place around May or so. We still have some time. And oh, speaking of Tyson Fury, you guys should have seen Tyson Fury's face when they showed him on camera. He was very surprised. He seemed like, whoa, man, this AJ guy, he's that good. I'm afraid. Well, I don't know what he was thinking, but what I saw, he seemed like he looked kind of scared in a way. Or maybe he wasn't. For that fight, I don't know, man. Tyson Fury against Anthony Joshua. I do believe that Tyson Fury can still get the win. Since this is why I believe so. Since Tyson Fury was the very first person to fight Francis Ngannou, there was no footage of Francis before that. There was no footage of him actually boxing. There was MMA footage, but they were limited to what he could do in a boxing ring. And now that since there was already a 10-round fight between Tyson Fury, they had footage on him. And that's why I believe that Anthony Joshua was able to figure him out easily, like very easily. Yeah, I think that is the main reason why he won. And plus, like I said before, he outboxed him. He was just a better man. He just had way better skills than Francis. But I think that was the main reason why. if it was the other way around, if it was Anthony Joshua versus Francis first, instead of Tyson Fury, instead of Francis actually going up against Tyson Fury, I believe Anthony Joshua would have had a hard time against him. Francis is a good fighter, man. This is the very first time I ever see him get KO'd. Ever. He has never been KO'd. Not even when he was fighting in the UFC. Which was so surprising, dude. I was like very shocked. I was like, wow, man. This is crazy. I'm witnessing him getting KO'd for the very first time. This was so insane, man. And it happened. It did happen. So yeah, like I said, Anthony Joshua, he should fight again Andy Ruiz and just wait for the fight between Tyson Fury, or he should wait for the winner between Tyson Fury against Alexander Usyk. Now for Francis, where can he go from here for Francis? On his post-interview, well, he didn't have a post-interview, actually. He just spoke with Anthony Joshua, and the camera actually just got a little bit of what they were saying. I just only heard that Anthony Joshua told him that, do not quit boxing, like, don't leave boxing. So, like, he's motivating him to actually stay, which is awesome. Probably another fighter would have just laughed at his face or something like that. I give Anthony Joshua credit for doing that. He knows that Francis is a great fighter and he can actually get better in boxing. So that's cool of him. And damn, once I saw the actual interview with all the media people and stuff, Francis looked down, man. He looked very sad. I'm sad. I feel like I disappointed my people. Yeah, he felt like very down, man. It was very sad. And even the interviewer, he mentioned to him, nah, man, you didn't even put anybody down. You just did your best. And he did, man. Two rounds against Anthony Joshua. Yeah, man, it seems like it was a letdown, but he was facing a former champion, a former boxing champion. So, yeah, it was difficult to actually beat him. I really wanted him to beat Anthony Joshua, but it sucks that it didn't happen, man. Hopefully, Francis comes back better than ever and hopefully gets a KO on his next opponent. But we will see, man. We'll see how he actually handles this loss. He seemed like a very humble guy, and even in defeat as well. So, yeah, we'll see how he actually does, man. There was this other YouTube short I just recently saw just today, like a few hours ago, of Tyson Fury. He said, well, he didn't even mention anything about Anthony Joshua at all. He only mentioned Joseph Parker, that he did a great job against the boxer that he fought named Zhang. He did a great job, and he was just congratulating him. He wasn't congratulating Anthony Joshua for beating Francis Ngannou at all. Because maybe he is afraid of actually fighting Anthony Joshua now. Or maybe not. I still believe that he can get the job done. He's just very big, man. Tyson Fury is a huge guy. And I think, yes, he might not have the power, but he probably might have the very best technical skills out of the two. I think being very technical in your fights, I think is way better than naturally just being strong. Speed and being technical. I think that's what mostly what a fighter needs. Yes, you can have like a one-punch thing like Deontay Wilder, but probably can just get lucky for that one fight. Not that I'm saying that Anthony Joshua got lucky, but I do believe that Tyson Fury can actually get the job done against Anthony Joshua. It's just a matter of time. But on the other hand, against Usyk, now I believe that this could be a very hard fight for him. I did mention before that Tyson Fury can actually beat Usyk, but now I am not sure. I'm definitely not sure how he's gonna beat Usyk. Let's see how he actually does, because that fight is gonna come up very soon, and this time they are not gonna cancel it, which is the good thing. They don't want to disappoint the fans anymore, and it is going to happen now. So we will see how Tyson Fury is gonna go up against Usyk, man. This is gonna be a tremendous fight. Both of these guys are undefeated, and I believe the fight is gonna take place in Saudi Arabia. Again, man, Saudi Arabia is taking over. This is probably going to be the main place for all the big matches for quite some time. We'll see, man. Yeah, guys, that is it for this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And also, well, any other platform you are listening to this podcast on, if you're listening to it on Spotify, on iTunes, Pandora, make sure to actually follow it. And also recommend this podcast to a friend or neighbor that actually likes listening to stuff about combat sports. Maybe they will enjoy this podcast as much as you do. And yeah, guys, that is it. Again, thank you so much for listening. Take care and live to the fullest. Bye.